From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Andrea Bates reading Pursued, Book 3 in the Protector series by Karen Finnick. Now let's begin with Pursued, Chapter 1. He was waiting for her outside the clinic. Shelby had no sooner stepped off the crumbling stoop of the faded pre-Second World War building and into the murky light of one working street lamp when a man grabbed her from behind. She dropped her purse and briefcase onto the sidewalk that was littered with rotting garbage. She managed a startled shriek before he hooked her at the neck, cutting off her voice, and his arm clamped around her waist, crushing her against his body. Shelby clawed at her attacker's arm. The man wore a light coat in deference to the nip in the air on the August night, and her attempt to dig her nails into him was futile. She kicked back, striking him in the knee with the heel of her dress pump. He hissed in pain, then his grip tightened, squeezing her windpipe like a vise. She'd thought she couldn't breathe forever, but now she couldn't take in any air at all. "No! No!" In her mind, she shouted that to him, but in reality, she wasn't capable of making any sound other than desperate gasps for air. Her attacker began dragging her down the sidewalk. She dug her heels into the cracked cement in an attempt to slow him down, but he was stronger, and the dim light faded as they left the short street and entered the alley behind the clinic. "Got a message for you," the man said. Shelby froze as a new and entirely different fear rose within her. He brought his lips back to her ear. "Tick tock." She didn't need to ask who the message was from. Her insides quivered, and she whimpered.
"Hey! Hey, what are you there? What are you doing to that woman?"
Shelby knew that voice.